USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi is offended by suggestions that she hates President Trump.
And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me.
Pelosi speaking at a Capitol Hill briefing on Thursday, she continues,
I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time.
Meanwhile, at the White House, President Trump says he's not worried at all about impeachment.
It's a hoax. It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
The president there addressing the media before a United Nations Security Council luncheon. United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz is stepping down. He's turning over the day-to-day management and operations of the company to President Scott Kirby. Kirby will take over in May. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 and see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The unemployment lines are shorter as of late. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department saying the number of Americans filing applications for unemployment benefits hit a seven-month low last week. Only around 203,000 filed initial claims, the lowest level since mid-April. And it's also a drop of 10,000 from the previous week, and economists had expected the number to come in closer to 215,000. The Labor Department will be releasing the November jobs and employment report on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is standing with protesters in Iran against the brutal government regime. Up to 1,000 people are believed to be killed in the protests over a hike in government-set gasoline prices and a crackdown that followed. U.S. Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, says the regime's actions are a gross human rights violation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is introducing legislation that allows people to dip into their 401ks to pay off student loans, and it will cost the government nothing. He explains more details in the bill to Fox News.
Well, we've all got kids. I've got three kids, two of them are out of college now, one still in college. But the thing is what this would allow for is not only that you could use money that's already in your IRA, it allows you to specifically put money in there. So let's say you're already paying your student loans off, but you're paying them with after-tax dollars. Right. This would allow you to take that money, put it in the 401k, and pay with pre-tax dollars. But also, if you're saving, if your kid's getting ready to go to school, it lets each parent put $5,000 in and the child put $5,000 in for about $15,000 every year that's tax-free. So essentially, college is going to become tax-free, which, depending on your tax bracket, is about a 20 to a 30% reduction in the price of college. This would be the most dramatic thing to happen to college tuition and helping students pay for it, really, in the history of government involvement at all.
The United Auto Workers is naming a new president. The union's International Executive Board says on Thursday that Rory Gamble will continue to serve as president until 2022. Gamble has been acting president since the previous president, Gary Jones, resigned in disgrace amid a corruption probe. Gamble promised to clean up the union and get it back on solid footing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.